In a row of bureaucrats' cubicles at the St. Paul Public Housing Agency, there's one marked Composer in Residence. You won't find Randall Davidson sitting at the desk, composer's pen in hand. In fact, he's rarely there at all. He does some writing at his home in Minneapolis. On weekends, he goes downtown and collaborates with a half dozen kids from public housing projects. It's Sunday afternoon. Davidson and several teenagers huddle around the marimba in an empty auditorium at the Minnesota Children's Museum. As one part of his Meet the Composer residency, Davidson held a series of percussion workshops in the project. After a couple of months, the kids who'd shown initial interest whittled themselves down to these six young men, age 11 to 15. They formed a group they call Class Act. Since last December, Davidson and Class Act have presented regular performances at elementary schools in the city, and once a week they do a program for parents and small kids at the Children's Museum.
I am the composer, quote-unquote, of this piece of music, but I really, really depended on our performers today. We worked really closely together to make this music.
That's different from the way Davidson has worked for most of his composing career. About 30 American and European orchestras and choruses have performed his work. Davidson has collaborated with other artists, from jazz musicians to humorist Garrison Keillor, but he's written most of his music in the traditional way, at home, by himself, with a piano, cello, or his voice. He says he does not relish that process.
I'm not a person who likes to sit alone, and it really is a discipline that I do of just putting my feet under the table. I much prefer creating something in close contact, and I've always felt that way.
Davidson says, in one sense, working with the kids in Class Act has been a high point for him. He's spent hundreds of hours with them, drawing out the meaning of the music they're playing. That's something he says he never gets to do with an orchestra.
There's a look on the face of a young performer, a complete immersion, concentration. It's almost reveling in the thing itself, the music or the sound itself. How can I get that in a piece that I'm writing for an orchestra, or a pianist, or a chorus? In the concert world, you just give them the music, they play it, and that's the end.
Randall Davidson is 43. A native Midwesterner, he's lived in Minneapolis for more than 20 years. He's one of 15 composers across the country currently involved in three-year residencies sponsored by the New York City-based Meet the Composer. Davidson applied for the grant along with the Public Housing Agency and two Minneapolis arts organizations, the Plymouth Music Series Choir and the Children's Theater Company. Davidson's job is to collaborate with all three, says Theodore Whiprud, program director for Meet the Composer.
What we're hoping to regain in this program is to reconnect composers and artists with the people whose lives they're enriching and whose lives they're expressing through their music, really to identify artists as leaders in their communities because they help frame the issues.
Composer Randall Davidson says artists do shed light on social issues, but he says it's a mistake to think that his role as composer in residence for the Public Housing Agency is to bring art and meaning to people who lack those things.
This is not about the haves and the have-nots, because we all have meaning.
Davidson says the residency is introducing him to people in his own city that he wouldn't otherwise meet, and that's changing the music he creates. Last fall, the Plymouth Music Series was preparing a Thanksgiving concert honoring Minnesota's immigrants. Tens of thousands of Hmong from Laos have settled in St. Paul in the last 20 years. Choir director Philip Brunel didn't know any Hmong music, but he knew that Davidson had taken a Hmong immersion course to prepare for his Meet the Composer residency.
I said, you're our composer in residence, and so what have you got that represents the Hmong community?
Gods,
Davidson had heard a Hmong funeral chant in his class. With help from Hmong speakers, he transcribed the music and words and wrote an accompaniment for the chorus. Brunel was delighted.
Absolutely beautiful piece, and people commented later on, you know, I mean, because it was so different from anything else. I mean, you heard a little German, and you heard a little Norwegian and Swedish, and then you heard Mexican, and then all of a sudden, Hmong.
Some of the most ambitious projects in composer Randall Davidson's residency are still to come. He's working on a ballet for the Children's Theater Company. He also plans to write a choral piece based on the life stories of St. Paul public housing residents. He arranged summer jobs last year for 10 high school students who live in public housing. They interviewed older residents about music and its role in their lives. Davidson plans to choose 6 stories, turn them into lyrics, and set them to music for the Plymouth Music Series chorus. He's already picked one subject, an 80-year-old amateur showman named John Edmund.
Pancho, I want that money. Pick it up.
Edmund is a tall, white-haired man. He and his performing poodle, Pancho, share a tiny apartment in a public housing project near the state capital.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, how about picking up the cup?
Edmund has trained dogs for decades. He once appeared on the Ernie Kovacs show with his Hungarian sheepdog, Troubles, who played the piano. Mostly, Edmund worked in low-paying jobs, including radio, while acting in amateur theater, writing poetry, and singing for free at nursing homes. Now his walls are covered with his paintings and drawings, and he's trying to find a publisher for a series of children's books he's written about a dog named Zuby.
The imagination has got to find a venue, a way out. I mean, how in the world am I going to express myself in a lonely place like this?
Edmund complains that people in his housing complex aren't social. They keep to themselves. Composer Davidson says encounters with people like John Edmund and the kids in the percussion group Class Act have sharpened his belief that art is almost as essential to human life as food and shelter.
I believe everyone has a story they could tell where something in the arts has really reached out to them. Music in their church, or a painting they saw, a photograph, a theater production where their daughter was performing. It changes the way you see the world in a way that will never be the same. And it's really something that is significantly shattering sometimes, and sometimes really ennobling.
That's so fresh.
It's fresh and it's tight. What does that mean? Is that good? Yeah.
Randall Davidson's Meet the Composer residency runs through the fall of 1998. I'm John Bewin, Minnesota Public Radio.